like you and I don't. It's paradoxical, don't you think? What I love about you, it disturbs me and it thrills.
More of Lake Effect now, I'm Joy Powers. That Swedish singer and composer Sophie Dunér. Since graduating from Boston's Berklee School of Music in 1994, Dunér has carved out a career composing and performing all over the globe. Her music is deeply rooted in jazz and improv, but she also draws on contemporary classical and world music influences. Dunér is the artist in residence this week with Milwaukee's contemporary music ensemble, Present Music. She'll perform two pieces with the group this Thursday and Friday, but before that, she and bassist John McCullough Benner stopped by the studio to talk with Lake Effect's Bonnie North.
Sophie and John, it is a pleasure to have you in Lake Effect's performance studio. Thanks so much for coming in on a Monday morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Excited to be here.
Sophie, you are an artist in residence for Present Music. Mm-hmm. Is this the first time you have performed with them, or have you been here before?
No, I've never been to Wisconsin. I have not been in this area of the United States. I have been in many other parts, but this is the first time I would perform with Present Music, and this is the first time in the region.
It's a wonderful ensemble, and it's been around for 30-some years, doing all new music, really championing people like you who are composing and performing in sort of cross genres. You know, the piece we're going to hear has some jazz influence. It's got a lot of other things going on, but I've always found it such an amazing ensemble to have in the city here. So it's really great that you're going to be part of it.
Yes, I am truly excited. I was contacted by them last year, and it was an honor to be invited as an artist in residence, and both mainly as a composer, but also as a singer, and as well as a visual artist, partly. So I'm very, very excited to get all my goodies in one place. It's a real treat.
How did you start as a musician? Did you start as a singer? Did you start as a composer?
I started as a pianist. I took classical piano lessons as a child for quite some years. And then I slid into jazz singing and composition when I started in Boston attending Berklee College of Music. And I studied jazz and improvisation, and also some parallelly with my jazz studies, I did take contemporary music studies as well, and participated in both jazz groups and contemporary music groups as well as world music groups. So I have a lot of different influences, but my roots are mainly from jazz and jazz improvisation.
I find it interesting that jazz and contemporary music have such an interesting crossover. They talk to each other really well, particularly that whole improvisatory part of it where you're kind of, things are written down, but there may be suggestions or there are chord charts or something, but then you can kind of go.
Yeah, it opens up a spectrum, I think, to do an interchange. I wouldn't really personally call it crossover because you're not really crossing anything, just using influences to open up the spectrum, the sea of colors to express yourself, you know? So you're influenced by things. And it's exciting. It's very exciting.
I think one of the things that contemporary classical music has a bad rap for is it not being accessible, where jazz tends to be, at least in the popular mindset. And so maybe that's what I'm thinking is like those influences together. I'm thinking of Luciano Berio from the 60s. And are you a big
Kathy
fan?
Kathy Barbarian. Oh, yeah. When I was in school, Somebody told me I sounded like her, and I was invited to sing parallel, like I said earlier, with my jazz studies and my jazz focus. I was also participating in these type of ensembles because I had a voice that was quite flexible and with different timbres. And I know that her placement of voice wasn't atypical classical positioning, so it was quite natural, just like folk voices.
With this huge range,
yes,
and with classical training. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But very natural.
And I have to say, she is a cousin.
Really?
Yeah. the Bavarian side of my mother's family. Mm. Yeah, she was, for me, like a second cousin.
How
I never
exciting.
Met her.
Yes.
But I listened to her growing up, and she and my mother were very close.
Wow.
And it's just, and that's where I first heard her. And I first heard her do the Beatles.
Yes.
And so she was she was willing to, as you said, pull in all those influences. And I'm so glad that you say you listened, because I could hear that in your singing too.
Yeah, it was an early influence. Somebody introduced her to me, and it's true. She had this very natural approach for singing with joy. You know, it wasn't, she's not trying anything. It wasn't pretentious. It was just blowing it out there. And I like that kind of, in the middle of all this brainy stuff, you need this kind of raw primal approach, which I love to use when I express myself, technique, but with a kind of raw natural approach. We just blow it out there.
When you compose, are you always thinking of the voice, or are you thinking of other instruments?
I mainly compose for myself, especially lately. No, I don't think so much about other instruments. Of course, well, I mean, it depends who I will collaborate with. You have to adapt, you know, very much so. But no, when I initially compose a song, I very much think about my own melody and my own expression, what I need, what register that makes me sound the best and makes me sound interesting, because I like to write melodies that are on the border of not being able to make it. So I feel like I can crash land, or I can just break out in joy, you know, but you have to be able to know exactly where that happens and permit the technique to just explode, you know. So it's risky, but I like risk in music, because you get in touch with your emotional expression that way.
Yeah, if everything's safe all the time, it also is boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets really, for the listener too, you know, it's like, oh, I know where that's going to go. So, John, this is a perfect time to bring you in, talking about the collaboration. The song that we're going to hear, I've Got Something to Say, is this something that you've worked on together from the beginning, or?
No, actually, this is something that that Sophie brought to Present Music. I was just contacted in the fall about doing this performance. And actually, so there was an arrangement that was brought in through a rehearsal last night. Actually, we did a bit of collaborating and kind of changing around a couple things in order to really fit exactly what Sophie had in her head.
So the version we're hearing is pretty new. Then.
Yeah, it's a couple of 12-hour fresh out of the oven.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that it's that flexible.
Well, that's what jazz is all about. You look at each other, you know, give each other tempo, you move the rhythm, rather than always looking on a paper. I mean, you can get the thing better that way, you know, because it's very much about the timing. Timing is very important. Yeah. I think it turned out great that way.
Yeah, and especially with a piece like this, you know, with just voice and bass, there's an opportunity, because you've got you know, both ends of the spectrum here, in really having that kind of almost like through the piece communication.
Well, watching you rehearse it, I could see that. You know, I was watching you two connect with each other through the music, and it was a lot of fun. So shall we hear it? Sophie, tell me a little bit about the song before we hear it.
Oh, it's kind of what's a song that I created it sort of based on the lyrics. I often in jazz, you know, you invent the melodies and you invent the chords and then you add the lyrics afterwards. But this was sort of a speech. You know, I'm very much adapting the melody to the speech, especially in the beginning. So the melody is built on the lyrics. You know, I'm saying something, you know, and he's simply following me when I'm saying it, like Sprechstimme, right, with bass. But jazz, Sprechstimme. Yeah. And then finally we hit the The tempo, which is line cliche that builds up. I keep speaking louder. I'm finally screaming. So that also goes with the lyrics, you know. It's about making a statement. Nobody's really listening to you. So, you know, but you're still insisting on getting through the message. And then comes the grand finale, which is the chorus, which is more like, you know, it has kicks and the chords are pretty in harmony and happy. And in there, I'm just saying, the defense of a fool, which is also contrasting to the harmony, you know. But I feel like I'm you know, I'm trying to explain myself and you're still not listening, but I'm going to say it anyway. So it's a grand finale. And then there's the kind of a satire solo section. You're just hanging out. I do this anyway. So the music is very related to the lyrics in a fun way, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how I built it. But it's kind of a new way of doing it. But it has a lot of energy, moving energy, you know, for me in different sections. So, yeah, that's how I wrote it, I guess. But
all
I don't
right.
think too much. It's more of an intuitive text, you know.
Well, let's hear it. I've got something to say. Sophie Dunay and John McCullough Benner in Lake Effects Performance Studio.
I got something to say. You don't want to listen. I keep on insisting. Words keep drifting away. I got something to say. You continue to question my deepest confession. I got something to say. I keep speaking louder. I'm finally screaming the words. I got something to say. I got something to say. You don't tell me, so this issue is persistent. Words keep drifting away. Crazy, no, it ain't so. You're making me feel like the defense of a fool. The defense of a fool. It's my most precious tool. Keep drifting away. Crazy, no, it ain't so. You're making me feel like the defense of a fool. The defense of a fool is my most precious tool.
I've got something to say, performed in Lake Effects Performance Studio. Sophie Dunay and John McCullough Benner, thank you. That was a great tune. And this is going to, are you performing this at the concert?
Yes, we are, prior to another song for a string quartet that I wrote called Hey Doctor.
Are you part of that too, John?
Possibly.
Possibly?
Possibly.
Okay. And so since this is your first time performing here, have you met the rest of the Present Music group? Have you worked with them yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so you're just in town,
yes,
literally,
yes.
Walking into the studio and mm-hmm. performing. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for making us your first stop. I really appreciate that.
Well, actually,
that.
I was on, yesterday morning, I was on Arts Avenue for an interview.
Okay.
TV, yeah.
All right.
But I haven't been working with Present Music yet. No.
So that's a treat to still to come.
Yes, yeah. Today.
Are you going to be artist in residence for a while, or is it just during
this
week?
No, actually, I'm going to be artist in residence until Sunday, and then I'm continuing with more engagements spread out here in the United States during the year. I'm going to Puerto Rico after this for a jazz gig, and then I will be having more engagements, like I said, spread out during this year.
So are you still based in Sweden, or are you kind of...
I kind of move around. I'm based there, but I move around. I do things in England and in Spain and also...
In the U.S.
I was in Berlin this spring and in the U.S., so
yeah.
A lot of things in the U.S. lately because I've been getting a lot of collaborations and opportunities here, which I'm very grateful for. So, lots of different stuff happening.
Well, I hope that you'll come back.
So do I.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect fit. And I think it's just a wonderful opportunity to hear contemporary jazz, if you will. You know, I don't want to put it in a box, but, you know, really wonderful contemporary composition and performance. So I want to thank you both so much for taking time this morning to come in and play for us. And please tell me, Sophie, do you have the concert info there?
Yes, I do.
Where you're going to be and when and all of
that. So the concerts are taking place at Jens Sir's studio. And they both start on 7:30 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. And on Friday night until midnight, there's going to be an after party.
Are you performing for that, or are you just going to get to relax?
Oh, yeah. Indeed. I hope so. There's going to be a jazz band, so I might join in.
You might have to.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a requirement.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely.
Terrific.
Wouldn't want to miss that.
Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, for having us.
Engineer Jason Reevy recorded singer and composer Sophie Dunaire and bassist John McCullough Benner in Lake Effect's performance studio. Both will perform with Milwaukee's Present Music Thursday and Friday nights on Milwaukee's East Side. There's more information about the concert at WUWM.com.